There was a case that I think sort of summarizes students' misunderstanding about what plagiarism is, as well as sort of pointing out the ramifications of plagiarism that go beyond what happens to you at university, but the impact it can have on your friends. I had three students who had been friends from the time they arrived at university in their first year as level four. They were in a group together, and I was actually responsible for supervising that group. So I knew these students very well. They went through their 3 years of university together, were very good friends, seen them all the time in relation to seminars, always worked together very productively, but very effectively. Didn't really anticipate that any of them were having any difficulties in relation to their studies. When they got into their third year, the three of them were participating in a module together. One of the students was actually a student that I was supervising as a dissertation tutor. And that student was regularly talking to me about their progress in relation to how they were doing with their work, letting me know the difficulties they were having, the problems they were having, and how they were progressing in each of the different pieces of work that they did, including this one course that I wasn't responsible for, but I was aware of my student taking that course. I was then approached after the students had submitted all of their work by another member of staff who had been marking papers on behalf of that course. And that staff member said she read a paper, excellent paper, was considering giving it a first. Absolutely fabulous, great examples, great approach to the question. And then about a half hour to 45 minutes later, she was reading another paper. Excellent paper, reading sentences, reading paragraphs, looking at examples and thinking, this sounds familiar. Put it to the side, reads another paper. Geez, this sounds familiar. Sounds like I'm reading the same thing. Now, it is something that staff are aware of, especially when you ask students to do a similar question, that you're likely to get repetition in relation to some of their ideas. But this went beyond that. It was actual, the way in which it was put together, the examples that were used, some of the references that were used were very unique and very different, which is what was giving it such a high grade. So she pulled those three papers, she pulled that paper out as well, and she put them off to the side, finished marking all the rest of her papers, and then she actually sat down with those three papers, and it was very clear, very quickly, that those three papers were done collaboratively. Students don't seem to understand what it means to work collectively together in relation to learning material within the university. We very much encourage students to work in subject groups. We very much encourage them to share their ideas in seminars. We encourage them to take advantage of the Learning Center and the rooms that are available for them to engage in discussion. What we don't encourage is for them to then sit down, do their assessment, and share their assessment ideas to the point where they create a similar assessment paper. In this instance, we had three individuals. One paper was better than the other two, and there was a question about who copied from who, did they work on it together, how did that come about? But we knew that there was something wrong with these three papers. So, of course, all of them were given no grade and advised that they were being brought in for plagiarism. Each student came in and gave their story in relation to the paper. And I think, for me, the biggest lesson in relation to that entire situation was, unfortunately, from my perspective as a tutor, and this is only my perspective, is the students were trying, after recognizing they had been caught, how they could effectively get away with it. As a criminologist, we very much experience that in relation to that is how the criminal justice system works, innocent until proven guilty. These students came with a case put forward about how they could justify how they got papers that were very similar and then it wasn't plagiarism, and putting their case forward. And of course we came as the prosecution with the evidence to say, here's the evidence and you try to put that together. And it was a very difficult situation, because it was quite clear that two of the three students copied, two of them copied from a third person. The person who had the exceptional paper actually made an error. She had friends, been working with them for 2 years. They came to see her a week before the paper was due and said, we're really struggling. We can't get access to books. We can't get access to materials. Would you mind giving us your notes? Her paper was completed. She handed them her notes. She handed him her texts. And she said, go ahead and use them. I don't care. And then she said, wrongfully, and if you want, I'll let you look at my paper, so that may be able to help you in relation to how to structure yours. And those two students copied her paper and handed it in. And she was not aware of that until the day she came to that plagiarism meeting. So that friendship was completely severed after 3 years. Two of those students, the two that copied from her, were found to have cheated, failed the assessment, and had to redo it. One of them did not graduate. The student who made her paper available was given a warning and advised, because this was the very first time she'd ever done it, that if she ever did it again, she would lose that mark, which was I think a 72, and she would have got zero and got capped at 40. For me, I think the sort of issue around the story is that students need to be aware that staff do look for plagiarism, do look for students working together, recognize that students can produce similar types of work using similar examples, because they pull those out of the readings that we give them, the lectures that we deliver. But the minute students get together to work on an assessment and do that collaboratively, they are doing plagiarism and they are putting themselves at risk.